Welcome back to the Airtime Pod. This is Arlen. We just had a great conversation with Lewis and Leo. Unfortunately, my mic was not turned on. That's on me. So enjoy the conversation. You'll hear me in the background. Enjoy.
Lewis, how excited are you for this year's event?
I'm extremely excited. I've really enjoyed all of the drama leading up to it this year with teams. I wasn't so involved last time, but this time round, I've got into the thick of it. I've got some trash talk going. We didn't do very well last time round. And if I'm completely honest, I don't think we got the best forecast early on. So I started on with the UK boosters. That'd be funny if they end up overtaking our group. But then I had this incredible invitation. It was almost like the dream ticket with SpaceX kindly inviting me in. And then the very last second of all people, actually, Aaron got on my case and was like, we need a team, sort it out. I've got Ruben. And he was very much the key person pulling the strings there, even though I'd set the team up. So we have our own team now, consisting of Ruben Lenton, Aaron Hadlow, Batiste, who everyone knows, the Greek rider that can more than handle strong wind. And we reached out to a few more, but we haven't got them. They're pending at the moment. But and we've got Ross as well. Can't forget Ross from we got five, so we got a chance. So now I've shifted my attention to trash talking space trash, as I call them now, which is a bit harsh because they were very kind on having me on their team. But I actually really like winding people up and doing things like that. So it's perfect, really.
Leo, the boosters, you know, we're not in Boston, but we're looking at their forecast and we're staring down a hurricane. There's Hurricane Lee in the eastern U.S. going up the Atlantic. I'd say it's a no-go generally.
Well, all right. So the official version is it's an absolute no-go to go on hurricanes. But boys, please bring it on.
Can not endorsed for sports.
Gotta cut that out, Arlen. But like, no, I mean it's doable, right? It seems like this thing isn't hitting straight on, which is great. Heavy rain can be an issue, but if that is out of the way, then yeah, I mean there's gonna be some good winds. That area has beautiful beaches and locations to make every wind direction work. I think it's gonna be northeast mostly, but yeah, it's exciting.
And you know what the great news is about the East Coast, certainly north up in North America, getting hurricanes. It means it's going to come our way in 5-7 days. It will be tracking over the Atlantic and we'll receive that energy over here. So it's only a good thing for everyone.
Plus, we're getting winds here in Holland on Tuesday, Wednesday anyway. It's pretty heavy.
Couldn't have been a better timing, actually, to the start of this with everyone keen to get out. We had such a slow start, certainly in our area. We get the same wind where I am on the south of England to where we are in the Netherlands here, very similar. But the dilemma I have here, Ireland, is that the forecast keeps suddenly showing that it's windier back home on the south coast of England to me. I can see 47 knots already. Oh, wow. And then when I come back over this way, it's either every day is changing that it's better off in one of the two locations. And I for sure want that extra 10 knots, you know, like to start this, it would make a big difference. But generally speaking, we're in for a great start Monday through Thursday, a good low pressure system passing this way. And I think we're going to see big sessions logged.
Lou, you mentioned you've got some gear on the way.
I have got some gear on the way. I am going to be picking up my new Rebels, which is perfectly timed. I think they're going to arrive Tuesday. I've had them done over in Austria. Yep. They get my wind energy sponsor logo put on them and they're being sent over to Kite Manor, which I've actually haven't been to for a long time. So I can't wait to pop in there and see that place. And I think I've timed it perfectly because I took a bit of a risk and just took a 9, 10 and 12 out here knowing I was picking that 7 up already. But I'm not sure if I'll need the 7 on those days. I want to need it, you know, like for sure. I think for me now, definitely my biggest jumps have been on that 7 meter. And it's taken, we had this great chat last night, Leo, over dinner about accepting that the smaller kites are the ones that are starting to boost higher. And it's not all about our generation, which took 9 meter kites out in any wind we could possibly do that. It's not about that now. So I'm really excited to be using that more and taking the 7 out.
Yeah, we saw a 30 meter jump on a 6 meter from Andrea a few days ago.
Small kites, very high aspect kites. Yep. You know, and I haven't used the Rebel with any, you know, barely for 5 minutes, not even in the wind I would have liked to in Tarifa. So with the new feeling that people are saying it has, I really want to see if maybe that's the kite. I've had fun on the Evo the last year. You know, I really enjoyed that kite, but now there's a new option on the table and I want to see what a better week than to see how that works.
Well, today is the official start of the highest jump competition, both the individual, so that's men's, women's, junior, senior, and then we have team max height also kicking off today for the month. There's also distance 1 hour, which is how far you can ride in an hour. It's mainly dominated by the foil racers. And then we have the draw anything contest, which is the creative, go out with your GPS and record a drawing while you kite or wing around your local spot. That's all running throughout the month, September 15th to October 15th. And then tomorrow is the first endurance discipline for the teams. It's the team total height that runs for 9 days. And the winning team gets $1,500 cash plus a 4.0 for everyone on the team. That one's always super fun to watch as it progresses day to day.
Do you know what? We were discussing this last night, Arlen, that anyone doing these absolute marathon events either doesn't have children or doesn't have maybe or an understanding job. Let's just say that. So with my roles of being host for this wonderful month, I'm not sure how much energy although I do have the BB talking, I could technically do some of my work from the water, but I'm never sure I can be as dedicated. One day I will. I do like the idea of seeing just how much I can do in a time period, but it's definitely one of the most interesting disciplines to observe as that goes on. What about you, Leo? Will you be out there every day nonstop, or have you got too much to do here at Woo as well?
The too much to do at Woo is the excuse I would put on the storefront, but behind the reality is my apps just would not. They would just would not do this. I would be dead after the first day.
Right.
I don't know, and I still, you know, there were times where I kited a lot in Brazil and Cape Town and this and that. I never was in a shape that I could say, yes, I could do 9 days straight of, you know, marathon sessions. I think, I don't know what you have to do is inject some painkillers into those six ab muscles or something. I just can't do it.
You think you could, but just, you know, after how you feel anyway, after 2-3 hour sessions, and you're not jumping nonstop like that either, are you? You know, like it's, I think we should get more docuseries on these guys and girls that really push this part.
Also coming up is the second brand challenge. So Team Elevate has put together a challenge for all the teams in Woo Worlds. They're encouraging you to record a introduction video. So if you have a moment with your team this weekend, there's a juicy prize on the line. It's an Elevate RS Plus kite with a bar and a board, Process C board, and that'll go to the captain of the winning team. Introduce your team, most creative video entry, we'll take that prize. And then one of our favorites, the kite lottery. Anyone can win that. You just have to go kiteboarding, 30 minutes or more. We'll have our first drawing probably on Monday. So this opening weekend is a great opportunity to win that. So we'll be checking in on Monday. Thanks for tuning in. Any last plugs, any last info?
What about some of the top free agents still out in the market? Are you heavily recruiting right now?
I'm allowed to read some of these names. Josh Emmanuel, Get High With Mike. How's he not on a team? You know, he was the big dog on Woo for so long. Yeah. Mark Jacobs, Ryan DeWitt, there's Stephen Akersdyke. I'm surprised that all of them haven't had invites. And it's a great topic to bring up, Leo, because as you pointed out, Arlen, that there has been money thrown around. Signing fees has appeared this year. I don't know if that happened last year, but I don't think they were joking, were they? These are real money transfers being thrown on the table to get people in the team.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this is almost concerning, right? Because this is going into from a bright area into a gray into a fairly dark area. I wonder when the first blackmails are going to come out, and, you know, old party photos are being pulled out of the archive and being said, hey, you know, like, I got something here, so you want to join our team or something, right? I'm a little bit worried this is going to happen.
It does make it really interesting. And we only have to look to sports such as American football and, well, I really want to say soccer, but I should say football. I'll get killed for that at home. Football and transfers and transfer deadlines. And the teams, as we know, are the big part of this at the Woo World. You want to be with the top five guys that jump, you know, and it will soon turn out like that, where there's contracts, and part of your contract as an athlete with a brand is that you have to sign for this team. You never know,
right? So Lou, while we're on air here, what's your sales pitch for, you know, Joshua and Mark Jacobs, and why should they be joining your team?
Why should they be joining our team? Because I think we've got the biggest chance of causing an upset out of most, because we're a new team. You know, Aaron Hadlow's on the team. Let's not forget he came up with sort of the biggest jump in a long time when he went out in Klitmuller, not really that long ago. So he's got potential. Ruben's got his eyes on the drawing game. That's all I can say. He's very keen to get on the drawing game.
And I mean, to me, like if I think about a succession of names, right? You think Aaron Hadlow, Ruben Lenton. Yes. What about Kevin Langeray?
I don't know. I've been told he's very difficult to, I mean, he's in the thousands of euros transfer fee, I think, to get Kevin out of the dark and into the Woo teams, but he knows how to jump as well. I don't know which team, is Lasser in SpaceX as well? SpaceX, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
The transfers have closed, so if you're on a team, you're locked in. The only folks that can join teams now are undrafted. So we've got a few big names that haven't joined a team yet. And now that we're into the event, they can still sign up. So if you have a friend that you forgot to invite, you can still invite new people to your team. All right, that's our time for today. Follow us along on Instagram. For the next few days, we'll be posting results and keep an eye on the leaderboards, wooworlds.com. See you soon.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.